This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number four of the nation. We are about 90 minutes from Rangers pregame where they'll try to get the second of two against the Brew Crew. Would be outstanding. Thanks to Mark Schlereth for joining us. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth broadcast, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And here's Eric Chiafalo with an addition to the finest.
Yes, sir. Congratulations to Deuce Vaughn, who has landed in Denver, signing with the practice squad.
Yeah.
See if Sean Payton can get anything out of him. And the Broncos, it looks like they have selected Burnham Yard in downtown Denver as the site for a new world-class retractable roof stadium. And the Waltons are going to be footing the bill, not putting it on the taxpayers. How about
that? No way.
Their pockets are so deep that they're just like, forget it. We'll just go ahead and do this our damn selves.
So they'll own the stadium outright then?
They sure will. They sure will. Yeah, retractable roof, I think that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I don't think there's any excuse for not having that. I get the outdoor stadium. Go ahead, put grass on it, but at least be able to protect your fans in worst-case scenario.
Yeah, just so you avoid any type of weird delays or anything like we had to deal with the other night. I get the retractable roof thing.
Get your Super Bowl, you know?
A Denver Super Bowl would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you get your Super Bowl doing that. You know, it's funny. I kind of always felt like Denver is an outdoor team. I've always, you know, go back to the days of what I watched. You know, I watched in the 70s and the 80s, and I just always felt like the old Mile High Stadium and stuff, just how that was just such a home field advantage.
I mean, it's the coldest place in the West, isn't it, where you play football? Yeah. There's no spot that gets close at 5,000 feet up.
Yeah.
It might as well be Minnesota up there once you get to about mid-November.
Yeah, and you just can't breathe.
Gosh.
Tough place to play for sure, but that'll be a pretty nice stadium. They were showing the renderings of the new Bills Stadium that's going to be coming here soon.
So where's this a downtown location then?
Burnham Yard? I don't know. So it's
like
some
an
historical.
Old train yard?
Train yard. Absolutely. Good call.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Cowboys actually did the best job through week one offensively when it comes to rushing yards before contact. Thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, we all watched the All 22, and you could tell there were some plays where usually back probably 2-3 years ago where Dallas would run the ball and that would be they wouldn't have anything up front and it would be a play of no yards or negative yards. You know, we were always kind of how are they going to run on first down? No yards, negative yards. They did a much better job of contact beyond the line of scrimmage. You know, there were some. Say, you know, Vach Lombardi and I broke down four plays today on our channel, and we talked about, and you could see, we showed you the movement, the double team movements, span forward and you know, guys like that with the double teams and how they were able, him and Guyton, how they're able to get movement, and then Booker, the movement he got one-on-one, and Beebe, the movement he got. You know, it was pretty impressive how they were able to get blocks and get push and then get somebody to a linebacker. So I could fully I fully understand why they were probably one of the tops in the league when it came to ball beyond the line of scrimmage where the contact was.
Do you think that's scheme, or is that the impact of a young Tyler Booker?
That's just
second year BB.
That's just some big dudes now.
Yeah.
That's like,
I think it's a good combination.
That's Span Ford, who's a bigger, a bigger tight end. That's him, working with working with Guyton, who Dawson, you say, looks a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
And then watching Smith, they're pulling Smith, and now you've got push on the front side, and now you got Smith pulling around all that to kind of clean things up or to trap or to kick out. Man, they've got some guys that's why I was even kind of talking about it. And I know it'll never happen. But man, if you put Nate Thomas over there at right tackle, now you got a really big offensive line.
Yeah, that would be the tug of war winners across the league.
You got a big offensive line. But the thing that still gives you that block then on that long 49-yard run that he's coming all the way from right tackle all the way and knocking support players down. So you got to have that too.
Now, Dak led the week in average depth of target. That was one of the things that I really appreciated about the Cowboys offense, just trying to push the ball down the field. Jalen Hurts was dead balls last in average depth of target, but he did have the most time to throw. So that's like where the interesting stuff comes into play, where it's like the pressure rate, when you just look at it, 42% or whatever it was, even Jerry referenced it this morning with Sean and RJ, it was one of the better pressure rates in the league, but it took a long time to get those pressures. That's just Jalen Hurts holding onto the ball for forever, scanning the field. And so I'm still a little bit trying to wait and see on the Cowboys pass rush.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though. Did you get to see, did anybody watch, and I didn't watch, I admit it, the Kansas City Chargers game?
I got to watch the second half.
Was Kansas City's pressure better? Because I have a feeling that teams are just now going to play Jalen Hurts zone coverage. I don't think they're going to play man coverage against this guy. And so I wonder how pressure rates are going to be just playing zone coverage against this guy.
I would love to look at how much the Cowboys played him zone last year, because if they could have got anything going offensively, especially in the first game, that was...
I can look that up for you, Dawson.
Okay, that happened last year quite a bit as well. I feel like Jalen Hurts has not crushed the Cowboys with much other than his legs. I think they got some answers for him, Brian, and I won't be surprised at all if they actually set the trend to get copycatted on it.
Now, he played, but he didn't play the last game.
It's just week 9?
It's just the week 9 game. So, I mean, I'll look it up, but I don't think he played in the last game. Didn't they start, like, the backup quarterback in that last game?
Okay. That's when Kenny Pickett threw himself.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Just an all-time play right there. I guess that's, like, props to the Cowboys coverage. No, but we're giving them love for the pressure rate, but I think. I mean, for sure, the game plan itself, Eberflus just going 100% zone, but also being able to, actually execute it appropriately. Jalen Hurts having to scan, hold the ball for forever. So I guess plus to the Cowboys coverage, and I think we're still kind of wait-and-see approach on the actual pass rush. Will they consistently be able to get there quick enough to rush these quarterbacks, right, to speed them up a little bit?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to get help from Osa and Clark on the inside, maybe Solomon Thomas, but this is going to have to be by committee. Yeah, I don't know if they have a double-digit sack guy or anything like that. Maybe 7-8 leads the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last night you saw a little bit of a botch play at the end. You had the Bears were trying to – I mean, they had a couple of timeouts, and you have a kickoff right before the 2-minute warning. And so you really want to kick that ball out of the end zone so that you're not running clock to then get to the 2-minute warning. You want them to have to run a play, and then the clock stops. But the Bears kicker kicked it not deep enough into the end zone. And it's funny, you can actually see the Vikings return man looking over at Kevin O'Connell to like see, what should I do here? And McConnell's like, run out, because that's going to force the immediate 2-minute warning before the Vikings have to run another play. And that ends up kind of being the thing that broke the back of the Bears last night. So
he was supposed to kick it out, right? I think I saw Ben Johnson said, no, I told him.
Absolutely. He was supposed to kick it out. I guess the kicker, I don't know, just didn't have enough leg for it or whatever. Cairo Santos.
Sometimes you don't hit it right.
Sometimes you don't hit it right, for sure. And that was just another thing. I mean, Ben Johnson was funny on the sidelines last night, just constantly just super frustrated by what was taking place.
Anxious energy. You got to get a handle on that. Be a head coach in the NFL.
Jahmyr Gibbs now has his own signature meal at Ford Field this season, named the Spin Dash Combo. It's a pepperoni smash burger.
Okay.
And then you're going to get ring tots. These, like, interesting twist on the onion ring.
Onion ring.
Ooh. It's like a tater tot in an onion. Yeah, it's like
an onion form. Still in there?
Yeah, onion ring form, but it's a tater tot. I don't think there's actually an onion in it.
So hash browns, circle hash browns with an opening in them.
Yes. Huh? Yeah, hash it's like rings. A hash brown ring donut looking thing.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll take it.
Well, that sounds good, too.
Is pepperoni underutilized on the burger, you think?
I mean, we love bacon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big pepperoni guy. And I guess clearly Jahmyr Gibbs as well. I don't know that I've ever had it on. Well, I guess Cowboys games, they unveiled the pizza burger last year.
Yeah.
So you had a little bit of an element of that. But this is just straight up pepperoni as a topping on the cheeseburger. And then also a side of blue Sour Patch Kids.
I think I'm in. I like the pepperoni on an Italian Sando.
Yeah.
Salute to Jersey Mike's.
Absolutely.
They do it right. I love the pepperoni on Triscuits with cheese. I hadn't thought about it enough on a burger, I guess.
I like what the Chiefs are doing, too, where you have an opportunity to get your cocktail in like a mini Gatorade bucket. So it's like a take-home item.
Okay.
But you have like a mini Gatorade jug.
Oh, wow.
As your cocktail vessel.
Where's this?
This is in Kansas City.
Jeez.
That's going big.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you just lift it up and hit the button out, right, and drink it from that way.
Wow.
I don't know, but just the evolution of sporting concessions.
If the idea is you won't have to go to the concession stand as much, you can get like 5 or 6 and load them into this bucket, take it back to your section, it's a big win.
It is pretty cool. I think the ounces, it was maybe I think it was like a 26-ouncer.
Okay, it's a big cocktail.
So, yeah.
Like 5 cocktails in one.
That's gonna get it done for sure. Now, I think, man, the team that we have to circle as just a really fun team, and they're going to be on the doubleheader Monday night. Geno Smith with the Raiders.
Raiders,
man,
he looked good,
and he looked really good.
How bad's their tight end hurt though?
And they were trying to get explosive. I don't think it's too bad. Like, he's listed as questionable. It's not like a Kittle situation where he's immediately going to the IR with the Niners.
Maybe a little meniscus tweak or hyperextension.
Yeah, it took a while to get him going, but then Bowers erupted.
Yeah.
And the passing attack, like, Geno Smith wants to push the ball down the field. Like, they're going for explosives.
He's old school Raider guy.
And if they can get Ashton Jeanty moving a little bit, I mean, the offensive line, the offensive line in general is going to be a problem for them.
Yeah.
But just in terms of just like a fun week-to-week watch, and shout out to Raiders fans, I'm happy for them. When was the last time they had a quarterback that you were like, I mean, I guess Derek Carr had a year or two. But they've been going through the just garbage.
Yeah, I think it was Amari Cooper, like 2018, 2017, when Derek Carr was top 3 MVP probably. Last time they were decent.
Yeah,
who'd they beat? They didn't really play anybody.
They had the Patriots.
Still an impressive win.
Yeah, yeah, not too bad. But
the Patriots didn't look horrible during this game. I watched quite a bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. Drake May had one of his worst games as a pro, so we'll see how he can.
But they got guys now.
Bounce
Stephon
back.
Diggs.
Yeah,
the rookie Henderson looked good.
They got some dudes, and now they get the Dolphins this week.
There you go.
That's
it's bye week.
Exactly what the doctor ordered. Okay, now we have a bit of a media watchdog alert. There is the college football AP poll, and there is a lady who decided that she was going to bump up the Florida Gators after losing to South Florida, bump them up 2 spots.
Oh, Danny Cannell went after her.
I saw him. Actually, that was the one.
Yeah.
That was what kind of steered me in the direction. I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And she gave some weird response about like,
she's not a Florida non-answer. Alum. She's not a Florida alum.
No, but it's like, I don't understand what that would be putting after. The Gators, they're trying to fire their coach right now.
Yeah. Maybe she thinks the coach is cute or something.
She's got a thing for Billy Napier. But I don't know what the deal is with that, but something to consider. The AP poll, well, I mean, I guess they just got a bunch of randos just doing whatever they want, throwing crap against the wall. It's inexcusable to have the Florida Gators 2 spots higher than you had them the week prior after losing to South Florida.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, sometimes bits get done in voting. This is an unsolved mystery, though. Maybe she overlooked it.
Who do you think is the worst passing graded quarterback in the NFL week 1?
Oh.
I would have thought Tua. I mean, the Dolphins were so disgusting.
Yeah, I was going to.
Wilson?
Man. They had Bo Nix as the worst quarterback of the weekend.
Wow.
Jared Goff as the second worst quarterback of the weekend.
Yeah, that was a hard watch.
And then you get
watching
to
Tua. Micah, you could tell that Jared Goff was having a bad day.
A lot of bad offense, a lot of bad kicking. A lot to improve upon as we start to head towards week two in this NFL season, Brian.
73% zone coverage Zimmer played against him in that week 10 game. He was 11 of 16 for .145, one touchdown, one interception. I think the interception was to Diggs in the red zone.
And then they maxed it out. Was it 100% zone on dropbacks this game?
On this game, yeah.
Right on. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Chief. Cowboys things to know ahead of their game against the Giants and a possible red flag on week 5 I need to tell you about here. That's coming up next in the G-Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time to hit the expressway. It's brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 6 minutes. Okay, then LA Live at 5:40 here on the Fan. Rangers pregame's coming up in an hour and 6 minutes. Okay. The big story today, and all the talking heads are talking about spitting once again on TV. Jalen Carter's ejection serves as the suspension, says the NFL, but the fine at $57,222 for Carter for spitting. That's quite a statement and sort of unprecedented level of fine for a non-football action on the field.
You know what, Dawson? I was surprised it happened 2 days later in another game. I'm watching Georgia and, you know, South Florida play in
Florida.
And a guy, Florida defensive tackle, does the same thing. And you're
that's
like,
wild.
And I'm thinking, you know, you might go a whole couple of years without ever seeing that.
Yeah.
And then you see it in really, you know, two games in 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, what you
put that out in the ether. Yeah. I think it's crazy once human beings are stressed and emotional to a level, how different you can be from your logical, rational self to your emotional, reactionary self. I think that's sort of biblical. You know, that's that devil popping up on your shoulder, and he sure will take control of anything and everything he can.
I tell you, and the Florida player, that put South Florida into field goal range.
Brutal.
Gave him 15 yards, and just crazy way to operate.
George Kittle going on IR.
So that's 4 games.
He's got a bad hammy and deflates the balloon for the 49ers a little bit coming off that divisional week 1 victory they got against the Seahawks. Okay, Bill Barnwell did week one fact and fiction. And, you know, so I went through it all and I was mostly looking for fact and fiction on teams that are going to be on the Cowboys schedule. So the third or fourth one down is the Jets can run the ball. And he said absolute fact on it. I think it's a big factor for week five. That's going to be after the Green Bay game. I could see, you know, getting up to beat the Packers in week four. And then I could absolutely see losing to the Jets. And, you know, that draws up memories from one of Amari Cooper's last games here where somehow that Cowboys team lost to the Jets in week two or week three. I forget when it was.
He didn't play. Remember, that was a game. Yeah. That was a game he had the thigh injury and didn't practice all week and then went out there and tried to give it a go and went only five plays, I think.
But here, I mean, you look at the schedule, and I think when you see Jets, you're kind of assuming victory in almost every season since 2010. But their defense is good.
Yeah.
Their run game now with Fields, Hall, and Braylon Allen, you can get absolutely run all over by a physical team. I think they ran the ball 40 times against the Steelers, and it's the new offensive coordinator, Tanner Engstrand, came over from the Lions after working with Ben Johnson. But the Jets, they lost Elijah Vera Tucker the week before the season started. Josh Myers stepped in, had a good game. And, you know, this Steelers run defense, this Steelers defense, they're talking about it being steel curtain quality. But it was Fields in a trio of halfbacks combining 39 carries for 189 yards and three touchdowns. I feel like for the last decade, when you see running quarterback against the Cowboys with as weak as their run defense has been, Brian, what do you think? Does Kenny Clark and what they were able to do in the second half give you confidence, or are you looking at this Jets game as a red flag like I am?
Well, I just looking at the Jets numbers and how they did it, that with Breece Hall, it was 19 carries, 107 yards. That's 5.6 a carry. The success rate was, he had 4-plus yards a carry. 10 of the 19 runs were that, and then they only got stuffed twice there. He had four runs. Actually, they had four runs. Five runs of over 10-plus yards in this football game.
And then what do you have on Justin Fields? Because what he ends up getting is a ton of single high. He went 182 yards in the deep touchdown to Garrett Wilson. Yeah. He looked as good as he's ever been.
He had 12 rushing attempts, 48 yards. He had two touchdowns in the game. So, but a success rate of 8 of his 12 runs were 4 yards or better.
And he made T.J. Watt look silly multiple occasions. You want to talk about Jalen Hurts running away from Dante Fowler. I think this would be that times two.
Yeah. The Cowboys have faced Justin Fields before.
Last year in Pittsburgh.
So, yeah.
And the Chicago game a couple years ago.
Exactly. So,
but that was Pittsburgh with Arthur Smith, offense.
No, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, that was something I think that should put the AFC East on notice. And it's just a completely different style of game that you get used to the majority of the time, especially coming off a Green Bay game. Bill Barnwell also saying the Commanders' run game is really good. Even taking off Daniel's scrambles, Washington generated plus EPA per design run, the second best rate for any offense during the afternoon slate. You know, and against the Giants front, very impressive there. Daniels made an impact, and Debo Samuel took a pin pull sweep 19 yards to the house for a touchdown. Might have been the most clever play call. I don't know if you guys saw that highlight, but it was pretty awesome. The most exciting runner of the day was rookie Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Kroski-Merritt.
10 carries for 82 yards and a touch.
Yeah, Kroski-Merritt was when we were working on the draft. Again, I give Vach Lombardi a lot of credit. We were all working together on the draft show, and this was his guy. He was when Dallas was getting down there, and it was Jadon Blue and who to pick and all that, and we were all arguing, you know, blue, and then it got down to, okay, Blue was selected, and then it went a little bit later, and now you're in the seventh round, and so, but all along, he really liked Kroski-Merritt, and if you watch Kroski-Merritt, it was funny because he was a transfer. He went from New Mexico to Arizona and then had a great game against his old club and played just one game, so you really had to go back and watch his New Mexico tape, but man, he was a physical downhill runner. I mean, like break tackles, make people miss. This was one of those picks that was made really, really late in the draft where you're going, you know, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here. And he's fit in very well to what they're trying to do scheme-wise with the Commanders.
Now, he did say concerns are real about the Detroit offense. They lose Ben Johnson. They lose their center, Ragnow. It was horrible. Montgomery and Gibbs combined for 44 yards on 20 carries. They had nearly as many stuffs for no gain as they did successful rush attempts. So maybe the lines will be a little bit easier than we've seen the last couple of years. Probably count on that at this point. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius, the G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, here we are face to face. Hey! With a memory that can't be erased. Hey, man, this is G-Bag of the Day. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. We get it down every weekday. 5:30 is presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If you see anything we should be playing out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. I don't care where it's from. It can be from anywhere. I'm going to play it until I'm told not to. You hear me? I'm going to play it until I'm told not to, which I had one on deck today. I had Vach Lombardi on deck today.
Oh, did you?
I sure did.
Oh, he was this one from DallasCowboys.com?
I think so, yeah. But then when I went to record it today, it disappeared.
No way.
It disappeared.
Oh, Lucius, I should have sent that to you.
No, it's all right, man. We still got some days to get it in, bro. Still got some days.
I would get that for you.
Yeah, at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I believe this is day two right here for this champion audio. We go to Detroit. What up? Detroit police are in the middle of an investigation. They're going around knocking on doors. Had a combo with this woman via the Ring cam.
Who is it?
Detroit police. Detroit police.
What are you coming to my house for?
Hey, we're just trying to see if your cameras work, man. We just had a situation happen.
You what? Hey, you
got what? I said, we're trying to see if your cameras work. We just had a situation happen.
You what?
Hey, can you open the door? 13,000
feet. I got enough.
Detroit police.
What are you coming in for?
We're not coming in. We're trying to see if your cameras work.
You trying to see if what?
Hey, are you out of hearing, sir? Or ma'am?
Am I what?
Are you out of hearing?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I didn't call you.
Okay, we know that. We're trying to see if your cameras work.
If my family what?
If my family what? Let me get some Detroit music right here. Detroit police. Huh?
Huh? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a little Axel Foley right here.
Axel Foley.
Hey, this one has been sitting in the chip for a while here. I'm going to let it go. Cardinals broadcasters. Brad Thompson. Chip somebody. Chip talking Carey? About Chick. What's his name?
Is it Chip Carey?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the name I hear on here. Yeah, they're talking about Chick. Tastes like chicken.
So, are you a fan of like the traditional buffalo sauce?
Yeah, but I don't like them. I like them dry. I like to apply my own sauce.
Yeah. Gore ring.
Yeah.
I mean, no. However you like it is good.
Yeah.
Like drowned it in buffalo sauce.
That's how you.
But I like a crispy wing.
Crispy wing. Yeah. Are you?
There's not a gummy wing. Save that. No, thank you.
They make those?
Well, not on purpose, maybe, or maybe to get them at like a buffet somewhere.
Or in Colorado.
Oh well, that was a little different. Swing Dog can tell you about his experience.
Grounded foul. It's still 0-2. Are you a? Are you a drummy guy or the flat guy?
I like them both, to be totally honest. Well, right. I don't love the two-piece, though, like when it's all together.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it's like the whole...
Yeah.
Whole wing.
That's too much.
My man doesn't like the whole wings? Whole wings are amazing.
They are amazing.
Gosh, they're amazing. And hard to get to sometimes. You got to go to the proper chicken place to get a whole wing there.
Yeah, you know, there's so many ways to go with this, but I totally agree with whoever was saying you need the sauce to the side. You know, I think that is a... It's a giant group think. You know, you get your hands so much more messy. You spend half your time licking your fingers. You need how many paper towels, would you say? Eight?
Tons.
Yeah.
Tons of paper towels.
You think they're hiding something with too much sauce? Kind of like with ribs?
Yeah.
We hiding something?
Yeah.
Chicken dry?
They're throwing them on a cookie sheet and putting them in the oven for 30 minutes and then putting them on a plate, calling it good.
Oh, I hate a place that got bad wings. Yeah. Like the gummy wings, like you said? Oh, my gosh. You can really destroy the menu with bad wings.
I like the naked wings. I get them from any wing place I go to, but Wingstop, yeah. Give me the naked wings, dip it right in that ranch.
Little lemon pepper, maybe some garlic.
Yeah, I'm not a lemon pepper guy.
Lucius, can
surprise!
Cajun. Lucius, can you eat
wings? I like the Cajun ones.
Can you eat wings without that ranch?
I don't think I can, man. If somebody
handed it to you, just couldn't.
I can if I had to. If I was in the Navy again, out there for 3 months in a cruise, and you know, that's the only thing I got. I'm getting it done. All right, let's see what else we got for you, boys. This isn't one. This is not one. But let's go to the Go. What is this name of this podcast? Get Got. Hey, there we go. The Get Got podcast. They're going to the 2K26 top 10 player ranking. Marshawn Lynch right here had a problem with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's name.
At number two, you got SGA, 98 overall.
SGA?
Yes.
Who was that?
Shane Gilgeous-Alexander.
Pure Entertainment. Doesn't even need to know what he's talking about.
He does not care.
Shane Gilgeous-Alexander.
Gilgeous-Alexander.
Got the wheeze laugh cooking.
Did he say Shane?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Hold on. Let's make sure.
Shane Gilgeous-Alexander.
All he got was Alexander, right? That's all he got. That's all he got. All right, let's see what else we got on deck for you boys. Oh.
817, I'm sorry, Lucius, says just go boneless. We'll never do that.
No,
no,
I'm not doing
heck
that.
No.
I'm not doing
it's
that.
A chicken
please,
nugget.
Please don't.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Unless, you know, it's like a special that day.
Yeah.
And that's
I
have, you know.
I'm sure they're decent, but the bone in just adds so much flavor in the experience.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Was it Tuesdays and Thursdays, Buffalo Wild Wings? You get the half off? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pull up that day. I'm still going to Wingstop to get my ranch. I'm doing it. All right, I've got this sent from two people. General sent me this one, as well as my man Pedro. Let's go to comedian Stavros Halkias. He's crashing out over Baltimore Ravens loss.
Yes.
What the f***? How the f*** did we lose that f***ing game? 60 f***ing points, yeah? Unanswered, yeah?
Yeah.
What the f*** is up with our defense getting cooked? Michael McDonald's, where the f*** is you at, yo? Come back from Seattle, f***ing lost to the Niners anyway.
You?
Derrick Henry fumbling the ball. What the f***, Derrick Henry? I hate to say, yeah, we might need to move on.
Move.
Get a running back with some, an intangible quality, somebody different. I don't know, somebody like Christian McCaffrey or Cam Scatterby or something like that. Just those guys really stick out to me.
Oh, geez.
New kickers missing extra points. Break back Justin Tucker, yo.
Yo.
Come on. What'd he do that was so f- bad? I've been banned from White Marsh Mall for asking for a f- happy ending from Supercuts. Big deal. Everybody does it, yo. You got to relieve stress. It's a stressful job, kicking, being a f- kicker. Lamar couldn't get it done on the f- last drive. There's only one thing to do. Lamar's good most of the game. He can't do it in the big moments. Trade 4 first-round picks for Joe Flacco. He will be our fourth quarter quarterback, yo. The Browns need that, okay? They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Stavros.
Wow.
Yeah, he's usually good at crashing out. Hey.
I think I'd get together as a city and say, guys, we're changing the accent. It's gone on too long. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Man, it's not going anywhere.
No.
I got a clip of a Baltimore dude seeing the ocean for the first time. And he was like, "It's beautiful, yo. It's beautiful. It's beautiful."
I mean, guys, we sound worse than New Jersey for crying out loud.
Bro.
Let's do something about this. But yeah, you're probably right. The champ is our Detroit Police Department looking for a ring cam. We got the Cardinals announcers on the chicken wings. The Get Got podcast, Marshawn Lynch struggling with SGA's name, or comedian Stavros there, the Ravens fan. I'm going to vote for the chicken wing discussion there, Chief. How about you?
Give me Stavros.
Lucius?
Detroit, what up, though?
We're tied at one, Brian.
I'm going to go with the chicken wings today.
By a score of 2-1. Your new G-Bag of the Day champions, it's Chip Carey and his partner up there in St. Louis with some pretty good wing talk. I'll tell you what, you want that buffalo sauce on there, marinate them in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe spray a little on late.
you know, just to you know, spice it up a little bit.
I think you're hiding something, though. You're hiding something.
It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Hey, it's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it at the Mr. Toxic himself, Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
And weed.
Oh, yeah. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Yeah.
I love baseball because it has an attitude towards failure that is way mellower than any other professional sport. Like batting average in baseball, if you hit 330 in the major leagues, that means you're a really good hitter. Okay, so what that means is if you fail two-thirds of the time at the one job you have to do, you're awesome at it. Here's the best anyone's ever been at that job. In 1941, Ted Williams hit 406 for the Boston Red Sox, which means that he failed about 60% of the time, and that is the best anyone's ever been. Try that at your job, see what happens. Your boss is like, hey, did you do those 10 things I asked you to? Be like, nah, but I did 4 of them. And then have your boss go, holy sh**, you're the greatest employee that I've ever had. Yeah. We're going to build a statue of you in the parking lot.
Yeah. In my own parking space, too, with my name on it. This is LA Live for September 9th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this year's station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. You guys are big Breaking Bad fans, right?
Yeah. Yes.
My favorite. Still haven't seen past episode 6 of the first season.
Okay.
But Breaking Bad actor Ramon Cruz, arrested for spraying a woman with a water hose. You guys see that?
Yeah, old Tuco.
Tuco got her, huh?
Got her with the water hose. My man caught a misdemeanor battery charge. He was out there washing his car Monday morning about 10:30, and there was a lady parking her van, which he says a few inches away from his car, and he asks, hey, can you move your car? Because I'm going to get it wet because I'm trying to wash my car. I can't get to certain spots on my car because your car is in the way. She told him no, apparently, and the argument ensued, and he says he turned around with the water hose. It was already going.
Already
and
going, just, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd have stood on it. Yeah, I sprayed her. Yeah. Take me to jail for spraying her.
Now, the media is so bad. Some say it was a group of women. Some say it was a little girl. Some say it was just like, some say it was the daughter of the woman who drove the car. I don't know which one it is. So many different stories. But tell you what, if it was a little child that got themselves sprayed, you know, some kids in the neighborhood, if that happened to me, I would want that adult to handle it right there and not tell my parents. Because if you had to tell my parents, you had to spray him down. He was being a nuisance. I'm going to get my ass whooped when I get home.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Yeah, just letting you know, man.
Nothing worse than getting your kids embarrassing you in front of the neighbors.
Nah, it's awful, man. This guy at the end of my block when I was coming up had a peach tree. And we used to hide in the ditch and pop up and throw peaches at people's cars.
Oh,
yeah, I feel like I was set up because nobody could actually hit the car. But one day I got that boy.
Yeah.
Bam!
There you
Everybody's,
go.
Ooh, we started running. Ooh! Dude caught us, man.
Caught you.
He caught me. Caught me by the collar. Got out of his car. Caught me by the collar, fam.
Oh, dang.
He said, where you going? Drive you home. So, yeah, drove me home. Knocked on the door. I had to tell my parents what happened. Boy, I was so much trouble.
Yeah, that's bad.
So much trouble.
You feel like
peaches.
Miles Sanders getting caught?
I couldn't believe he caught me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Miles Sanders.
I thought I was White Lightning, bro. I was, he grabbed that collar. Come on. Them little kid legs wasn't moving fast enough, I guess. He got me. I was young, though.
Man, do kids still do that? Go to a fruit tree and have...
Get into mischief.
Yes.
I don't see it like
I mean,
that,
that's
like
the 80s and 90s right there for you. My buddy lived by a plum tree, and it was plum fights immediately as soon as those things started blooming.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Fruit. Pecan trees. I used to come home from school and hang on the neighbor's tree trying to shake her pecans.
Shake the pecans.
She said, you can get all you want, but just don't hang on my tree, babies. Don't hang on my tree.
As soon as she wasn't there, I'm hanging up. Junk's off, man. All right, LA Live 105.3, The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. You guys familiar with Meiko Grimes?
Brent, is that Brent Grimes' wife?
Brent Grimes' wife.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You know who Brent Grimes is, right?
Yeah.
Very familiar. I don't think I know who Brent Grimes is.
He played, what, a DB?
He was a corner.
DB Tampa Bay or something like that?
Man, he could jump through the roof.
Yeah, he was a son of a gun, bro. He had a whole lot of teeth in his mouth, too. Mm. Meiko Grimes was assaulted at the Cowboys versus Eagles game in Philly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Basically, some dude said she didn't want to get up and stand for the national anthem.
Okay.
So he assaulted her and called her names.
Okay.
That's what she's saying alleged happened. She even recorded him and said something. Look.
This is him. This is the dude right here that just hit me. Get your hand out my face, stupid. It's this one right here. And this is his probably his dad, his shrimp father right here. This is the one that put his hands on me right here. That's him.
That's how you do it right there. It's exercising my constitutional rights of speech.
Yeah, Meiko, a.k.a. I Heart Meiko. I do watch her pods when it pops up. She used to have a show out there, too, in Florida. Remember, in 2015, Meiko was arrested at Sun Life Stadium after a football game. Police said she walked through a police bicycle barricade into a restricted area. Then she ended up allegedly headbutting a cop.
Ooh.
She says that she was just talking a whole lot of trash on the radio that week about the police.
Yes.
And they came and got her for it. That's what she said.
It is a Toxic Tuesday.
Yeah. All charges ended up being dropped on Meiko's situation with that 2015 arrest at Sun Life Stadium. But how can you sit up there and tell somebody where they need to stand and sit during the national anthem? You do what you have to do, fam. Don't worry about somebody else's situation. You don't know she blew her knee out that week. You don't know what's going on with people. Best thing to do is mind your business. Really is. Show your respect for this country, fam. Don't worry about
constitutional rights.
Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. But it's no surprise that Meiko was into another situation because she has a hell of a mouth on her.
Hell of a mouth. If you read, go back and look in 2016, they say she single-handedly had her husband kicked out of the Dolphins team.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Because her hot takes on the radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during like negotiations and things. Mm-hmm. She's, oh my God. I think they're still together though. I don't see a lot of photos of them together, but I haven't heard them breaking apart. And she usually, you know, you would have her, Meiko or something like that in the background of an Instagram photo, you know, a video. You don't see this couple together. You know, you just don't. I don't know what's going on with that, but you don't. Hey. All right, I got a weird situation right here. LA Live 105.3, The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Let's go to Florida, home of the crash outs. We have a 28-year-old man that tried to run over a woman.
Oh, no.
He was there to buy some used shoes that she was selling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. She met with the man at a local hotel on a Sunday afternoon in order to sell these shoes to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go to local 10 News right here to fill you on the rest of the story.
This guy asked to smell your feet?
Yes.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, no.
That's how you come out of the gate. Shoe selling?
My man wanted to buy some used sneakers, bro.
Unbelievable.
So he can do some sniffing of those toesies.
Are you? I know you're into feet. Are you into that?
Sneaker sniffer? No, absolutely not. I don't want to smell your nasty feet. I don't want your old socks. I'm not into it like that. I can just respect the beautiful foot that is well manicured and taken care of.
This guy asked to smell your feet?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Well, initially we had met up because I was going to sell him my sneakers.
She knew something didn't smell right.
Come on, there we go. There we go.
Come on, bro.
Journalism school at its best.
Come on.
Yes.
She knew something didn't smell right.
Sneakers.
She knew something didn't smell right when she met this guy, Almansi Sirsal, at an Aventura hotel.
Ooh. When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet, and I didn't feel comfortable with that.
I have to stop you there. What do you say when someone says, I want to sniff your feet?
No.
That's not a convincing no.
$500.
No. By the way, shout out to this cameraman. He is zooming in on her feet the whole time, bro. Wow. Yeah, he's getting the
respect. Nails painted. Evidence.
Nails painted. She's got toe rings on. She's got flip-flops on. She knew her feet were going to be the star of this little show, right?
Is this like an OnlyFans foot model?
I feel like it should be at this point.
I think the answer is how much are you going to pay me? You know, if you're buying my shoes, you can sniff these things $50 a foot.
It's not going to hurt anybody. Let the man sniff your foot. Nope. What's the problem? He's over there buying some dirty sneakers anyway. Some old sneakers. Let the man get a sniff.
He's going to get a sniff. Then he's going to sneak a little lick in there.
Yeah, you're right.
It's good customer service. Bite a toe off. Take something home with him.
No. No. No, I mean, you could have my sneakers all you want. I mean, I don't care. I'm not wearing them. And... you know, they're just stinky old sneakers. But people like
them. Hold off her a timeout. That's how they were advertised. My man was like, wait a minute.
He's entering into Facebook Marketplace stinky old sneakers.
And, you know, they're just stinky old sneakers. But people like weird things.
Yeah. Then things got downright scary. She says the suspect runs out of the room. She thinks with her sneakers.
Wow. Oh, I ran after him. Mm-hmm. And I met him down in the parking garage.
She says he ran her over with his car.
Yeah, crashed out. And actually hit me with a car. Ran me over.
He ran you over?
He ran me over. And by the grace of God, I'm still standing today.
She shows us the feet. Injuries.
I've met a lot of people who have foot fetishes, obviously. Mm-hmm. And nobody has ever done anything to this caliber.
Oh, she's
met a lot of people who do foot fetishes, and nobody's ever done anything to this caliber. What's going on with this lady?
The room situation's what threw me off. Like,
yeah. Come into the room to buy some sneakers, bro. Yeah.
This has got to happen in public.
Yeah.
She's
done this before.
Something's going on here, bro.
It sounds like foot fetish / incel energy. Would be my theory.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
I saw one. This lady's making a bag. She's basically taking like white bread and videoing herself like
stepping
putting
on
her
it.
Footprint in it.
Yeah.
And then she bags it up and mails it off to the dudes. Isn't that wild?
Street's gotta
How much
eat,
is
baby.
She getting for that? I don't know. I think she's getting a pretty penny. Wow.
She got to keep making that content, but Street's got to eat.
Got to keep making that bread.
Got to keep making that bread.
I mean, monetizing kink might be the hustle.
It is, dog.
It's crazy.
I know an older lady in my neighborhood that does the, what is that, the pedals on the car?
What?
She just put on high heels and presses the pedals on the car.
Oh, really? Just videos that?
Yeah, videos that, bro.
And
you never see her face. If they seen her face, they probably back on out. I'm telling you right now. They'll back on out. Find something else to look at.
Unsubscribed.
Wild stuff out there. Staying in Florida, we have we're going to Miami right here. We have a Miami police officer that was arrested after she allegedly fired her gun during an argument with her boyfriend over inappropriate text messages on the phone.
Uh-oh.
That's scary, bro. You can't cheat on a cop.
No.
You can't cheat on a cop. What are you doing, man? Everybody can see you. They have a whole force of people.
No. Make stuff up if they need to.
Exactly, man. Can't mess around on no cop like that. Even though, hey, DFW have some beautiful cops. Ladies, beautiful cops out there. I think I seen one in Dallas with a BBL. I didn't know you can get on the force with a BBL.
Wow. Chasing down assailants.
You got to get a new uniform.
As long as it doesn't hurt the 40 time.
Came back from Mexico with a new uniform. Becky, what's going on?
You're
going
to need a resize.
And we have a Harris County deputy that was fired after a video showed her pulling a gun on her sister's ex-boyfriend during a family dispute over a cell phone again. Oh, yeah, sister's ex-boyfriend dipped with her sister's phone. So she chased him down, pulled that gun out, said, give me that phone back. She ended up getting fired over that, too. Damn! Yeah. Crashing out, bro. Toxic on a Tuesday. Hey, hold up. Also had this Michael Irvin hotel incident in Phoenix at the Marriott.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. We were there.
We were there for that, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to play that, but that's like
4 minutes.
Did
he get his lawsuit developed here? We getting the money?
He's not going to get the money.
But damn.
At least he's not going to jail, and he's not guilty.
Yeah.
Who was this people calling me? Okay. Hey, anyway, it's my name, Lucius Alexander. I'm going to get on out of here and answer this phone call. I don't know who's calling me right now, but hopefully it's
not an
emergency.
What you thinking in? What you thinking?
Yep. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation, right after the G-Bag of the Day. Chief, a proper round tripper?
Yeah, what do the vets think about the young little rascals? That's next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.